From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, April 14th, 2025. Democratic voters voiced deep concerns and frustrations about the Trump administration on Sunday during a town hall with Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. Kevin Miller has more.
Pingree fielded questions on topics ranging from Social Security and the elimination of the Department of Education to the war in Gaza and the arrests of non-citizens. But many in the crowd at Camden Hills Regional High School also expressed anger and distrust toward the Trump administration. Belinda from Bremen asked Pingree who will step in if Trump defies orders from the U.S. Supreme Court.
So what will happen when all of his minions and the people who are his puppet master continue to defy our laws openly? I mean, they all tanked the stock market so they could make money. Didn't matter what happened to our 401ks, right? Who's going to stop them?
Pingree echoed those concerns, saying that would create a potential constitutional crisis. But she said Democratic state attorneys general are closely watching that issue. She also says that she's working closely with Democratic Governor Janet Mills, State Attorney General Aaron Fry, and Democratic lawmakers on other issues confronting Maine, including Trump's targeting of the state or the issue of transgender athletes.
We just have to turn this around, get our country moving back in the direction that we believe is right.
Pingree will hold another town hall in Westbrook on Monday night. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine's first recovery high school for teens with substance abuse disorder is scheduled to open in Fort Kent in August. Maddie Smith has more.
There are more than 40 recovery high schools across the U.S., but according to one national association, this would be the first to integrate a schedule in which students are in residence during the week but return home each weekend. The Maine Recovery Council voted unanimously last month to fund more than $600,000 for the first 2 years of the three-year pilot program that can serve 8 students. The program will be operated through a collaboration between MSAD 27 and the University of Maine at Fort Kent, and students will be housed on university campus. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
Some Maine business leaders say rising construction costs due to tariffs and economic uncertainty could put the state further behind in its effort to boost the housing supply. At a press conference today, Travis Blake, president of the Home Builders and Remodelers Association of Maine, said 95% of Maine's softwood comes from Canada.
Even just the potential of the tariff has spiked the cost of some of the lumber and products that we're getting. So that's a direct effect, and it hasn't even taken effect yet.
Blake says two of his clients have paused projects due to the economic uncertainty. A state analysis finds that Maine needs at least 80,000 homes by the end of the decade to keep up with demand. The city of South Portland has issued a code violation notice to the Portland Jetport for cutting down trees and disturbing a wetland near I-295 without city approval. The trees were removed earlier this year on a property owned by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland. The Jetport had authorization from the city to remove some trees on the property to clear the approach to one of its runways in compliance with Federal Aviation Administration regulations. But the city says the Jetport removed trees that were below the FAA threshold and damaged a wetland. The city is giving the Jetport until May 5th to resolve the violations. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, students with disabilities. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.